We're up to Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, Ois Chof Gimel, the Chos Rabbein Harama, Yesh Shusofim Medak. We're doing over here with this very interesting halacha, it was a continuation we learned in Chof Beis, that there are certain things that you're not going to find the Bekor anywhere in Shas, Medrash, Paiskim, yet it is a tradition. It is a Minog Yisrael. Oh, by the way, you know who was Nifter this week? I saw read in the news. The Sofer that I told you about. His name was... Different ways to pronounce his name. I think the way they spell it is Davidowitz. But I remember they called him Davidovich. Davidovich. Rabbi Davidovich was Nifter. He was, so they wrote him up. I'll write him up more. He was the one who is, they call him the Av HaSeifrim. The father of all Seifrim. He was 85 years old. He was well until very recently. Only not that long ago was he ill. He gave Shiurim. And he is responsible for revolutionizing, or really for standardizing, the Safros the way we have it today. Your tefillin, every pair of tefillin, every Sefer Torah, every mezuzah that is written today has his mark of influence. After the war, after Churban Europe, when things settled down, there was a revolution in standardizing how Sifrei Torah should be written, and in the Ksav, in the way the letters should be written. Until the war, people, it was more of a hefkeros. Everyone did their own thing. Every Sefer Torah was a little bit different. The way the letters looked were not always the same. The Mishneh Berurah, like I told you, the Mishneh Berurah had a major influence. I think he's the one who really forced the world to adapt to the writing, the standards of the Mishneh Berurah.
Was Europe different in the United States?
Yeah. In Europe, there was a lot of hefkeros, and unfortunately, we know that there were many seifrim who even were not. They're not religious.
They wrote on Shabbos.
So
their daughters wrote.
They were on Shabbos. So if you can imagine, it was written on Shabbos. They did not exactly hold to the standards in Ksiva that are ideal. So I don't know the details. All I know is that he had a major impact, major influence.
What was his first name?
I don't remember. I don't know. I first came to Chaim Berlin. I remember that they just got them the Sefer Torah. It was like a big deal. You know, those days, I was a little kid. It was a very big deal to have a new Sefer Torah. Today, it's no big deal. Every shul has, every Sunday, there's the five Hachnas Sefer Torahs. But in those days, it was a very big deal. A Sefer Torah, you know, you had everybody's old Sefer Torah. It wasn't very common. And I remember Chaim Berlin, they got a new Sefer Torah. And this, not just Sefer Torah, I think he wrote it. Davidowitz. Davidovich. They call him Davidovich. Davidovich.
When was he?
This week. 2-3 days ago. No, in Eretz Yisrael, but I don't have over here. In Eretz Yisrael, he was 85 years old. He lived. I think he was an Ari LeChassid. He lived in Yerushalayim. He lived in Beis Shemesh. I'm not exactly sure. You go on the news. Go to one of the Jewish websites. Yeshiva World News. Massive. They'll have a write up. They write him up. They'll probably write him up more. And they'll probably now, in all the magazines and the newspapers, they'll be writing up much, much more detail his contribution, his influence. But you and your tefillin, you don't realize your tefillin that you wear, that you put on this morning, because of him, that's why his mark is in your pair of tefillin. There's no question about it. The Chofetz Chaim are in your tefillin, and he's in your tefillin. That's his influence. How far it went. Any event, let's continue over here. So we're running over here different things about Safras, which are not found in Shulchan Aruch. They are not found in Medrash. It's tradition. It's time-honored tradition. And if you deviate from this tradition, people are not going to be happy. And one of those examples is the Vavei Ha'amudim. We all know that all Sifrei Torah today have been standardized. And the top letter of each column has the letter Vav, with the exception of... what he writes over here, because Shemo, there are six columns that do not begin with a Vav, or they do. Shemo is a Vav, but it means that column must begin with the Vav. On the top of certain columns. The Koinos, they call it the Vavei Hamudim, the hooks of the pillars. The Ein L'daktek B'chol Zeh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, don't get, Ramah writes, don't get so worked up about this. If you are medactic, let's say you come to a situation where if you're going to have a vav on the top of a column, you're going to have to write teeny little letters below, or very large letters on the last line below, it's not so important to have the vav on top. You better write a normal script, a normal font, a normal size, and forfeit, overlook the vav that you would like to put on the top of the column, then go and make the ksav on the bottom, on the previous column, mishune, strange. Ki kol advarim elu ein lohem sheresh al ma sheyismachu. There is no source for these things. Ad kan l'shoinai. The Hamelech also. Hamelech, there's no makar for this, that every column should be with the word Hamelech, and Hamelech Megillah. There's no source for this. This became a nice thing to do, but there is no sources. Avokama gedolim kasu sheyesh l'zor. Some disagree. You should be very careful, Elu. Hashisha, these, at least these six, you should be careful. The Vav Yamud, that's not so important. But because Shemo is important, Shei Berosh Adaf, Yish.
David, his name is Menachem.
Menachem Davidovich. Or the way it's spelled in English is Davidowitz.
He was the first Tikkun Karim, was his.
Yeah?
That's why
Tikkun Karim or
Tikkun Seifrim. The same thing. We interchange the two. We use the same thing. Tikkun Seifrim. Okay, today, you know, the Seifrim, right, they don't take out a Tikkun like you take out for Lenin. They buy these sheets of paper which have numbers. They have numbers and there are codes telling you how much, basically giving you an idea of how much space in between each word. In between each word, so you get a feel, because every line today is standardized. This is what you should write on this line. And the amount of space between the letters on this line is going to be a drop less than average. On the next line, a drop more than average. And the way they indicate more or less than average are with certain numbers. They have numbers on the side. V'chulu, v'chulu. You buy all the stuff in the supply stores. And there are certain things which people change. They're different types of things. So they have different samples. I saw there's a safe in Tarvidas. When I was around, there was a young guy. He was heavily steeped in the safras. And he would come in with all the paraphernalia. He would come with all the stuff he bought in the supply stores. And he would, you know, explain exactly what this is, what that is. It's very, very interesting. But basically today, what you take away from this is today everything is standardized. You don't play around with what has been accepted. Further, v'yesh reitzim lifsol gam b'diyevet, some want to pass lafil b'diyevet, some want to say a big chiddush, that if you do not write b'kosh shemoy on the top of the lines, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. Okay, that's quite a chiddush. U'bevadai, he writes, u'bevadai lipsol b'diyevet in svar, that is way off. That's going way, way too far to go say the Sefer Torah is going to be puzzle, you're going to write b'kosh shemoy, k'even shlo niska b'gemar, nowhere does it say this in the Gemara. Ach l'chathila b'vadai shesh l'zor, you should miz l'chathila. The simon l'roichev arabos b'kosh shemoy, and the simon is l'roichev b'arabos, those who ride the heavens because shemo v'habeis sukkah. Now I don't know what that simon is. L'roichev b'arabos because shemo. We know what the simon is. I don't know what he means as part of the pasuk. L'roichev b'arabos because shemo. The last letters, but these six letters. V'habeis sukkah. What you want to guess? What are the letters? Beis is Bereshis. What is yud? Yud is Yehuda. Yehuda ato yuducha chicha. Parshas vayechi. What's the hay? The hay is habor machrein bayom in parshas bo.
Mishalach.
Shin is shin. What's the shin? Anyone know? Yeah. Seirim. Okay. The mem.
Matoivu.
And the vav is. And what parsha is that? V'idavon. Vayelach. Okay, what is the significance? I have no idea. This is very mystical. It's very mystical. Why it should be these? Why? In the base, you have no choice, right? Bereshis. What? Nothing. I don't know. I told you I do not. I don't know. I have no idea why these letters. But these are six columns. A Sefer Torah has approximately 240 columns. Okay? Our Sefer Torah have 240 columns. So these letters, so he brings over here that this is the tradition. It does not say this anywhere. There is no source for this, he writes. Aruch HaShulchan, there is no source. But tradition is that these six columns, which our two masters over here, Mr. Weiss and Rabbi Mayevsky, have told us these six columns must begin with these letters. The first one is Bereishis, right? You have no choice. Bereishis, Baruch Elokim, the first letter is the base. And then the other five columns going to Parashat Vayechi, Yehuda, Ata, Yeducha, Haboim, they mentioned one of these six columns. They must begin with these words on the very, very top, which means that these letters are going to be the first letter of this column in Parashas Vayechi, Yehuda, Ata Yoducha Achecha. It begins with the letter Yud, because the first word on the column is Yehuda, and so on for the other six columns. Nowhere does it say that this is must be done. There is no Gemara, there is no Medrash, there is no Chazal, yet this is pure tradition. Aruch HaShulchan says, therefore, it's only tradition, there's no Makar, you don't have to do it. Well, you should do it, but what happens if you're not writing according to the standard today, and by mistake you get to the bottom of the column, and then if you want to come out that Yehuda will be on the top of the next column, I'm going to have to write the letters on the bottom of the previous column very, very small or very, very large. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, don't do it. Don't make the letters small or large. Make the letters much more important. The priority is the letter should be consistent and be moichel the fact that you're going to be missing on the next column the letter Yud for Yehuda. Because anyway, there's no source for this. And then he goes on to say, What?
You won't be buying the Sefer
Torah. Not necessarily. For the right price, you'll get a buyer also. Okay, the other factors. Einochanami, you're gonna have a hard time selling. You're right. If you're not gonna write it, well, you're not gonna write according to the standard. You are correct. You're not gonna get a buyer surface. I told you, like today, even if today they'll tell you, no, the Sefer, he didn't go to mikvah. He only went to mikvah when he wrote Hashem's name. He only wrote when he showed Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, he went to mikvah. He left it all Hashem. What did Sefer used to do? They would leave it Hashem's name all over the place. They come every time Hashem's name, they would just leave it blank, and then they would go to mikvah, and in one shot, they would write Hashem's name 50 times, 100 times to go do all the blanks. So today, that's 100% kosher. That's what you're supposed to do. You only have to go to mikvah when you write Hashem's name. You do not have to go to mikvah when you write the rest of the Sefer Torah. Today, it is a fact, it's a standard, that a Sefer does not write in the Sefer Torah unless he goes to mikvah. Even not Hashem's name. So if you're going to sell a Sefer Torah on the market, I have a Sefer Torah, the Ksav is outstanding, it's worth, relative to the other Sefer Torah, $60,000. I just want to tell you that I didn't go to mikvah when I wrote the Sefer Torah. I only went to mikvah when I wrote Hashem's name. But I still want $60,000. So what's going to happen today? They'll say it's a beautiful Sefer Torah, but we're not paying you $60,000. We're going to go next door and buy another Sefer Torah for $60,000. What? No, so I have to tell you. I'll go to the competition and buy another because a dime a dozen. So I'll go. If you want to sell something for $30,000, maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe even that people won't even want it, because today that became the standard. The standard became very.
Not only that, even when they have a Sefer Torah, they ask you.
They don't always do it. They don't let you. They won't let you. So it's in a chanami. I know that's an issue. I know my brother where he lives. They had a Chanas Sefer Torah, and I asked him, "Are you going to make everyone go to mikvah to write a letter?" So he says they're still thinking about it. They have not yet decided. Not yet decided. So I said, what a shame. A Sefer, when he's the whole 240 column, he spent 6 months, a year writing the Sefer Torah, went to mikvah, and you're going to let a couple of people ruin it by allowing them to write. So he says, you know, you're right. So the end was, they were very machbid. You're right. The end was, they were very machbid. They were machbid. That's right. They did not allow. They did not allow. You want to put a dot in the Sefer Torah, you have to first go to mikvah. But you should know, a lot of shuls are not machbid. I went to a shul not long ago. They had a Chanas Sefer Torah. They don't mock anyone who wants. A kolak of everyone who wants. So you know, you can. It all depends. Let's go further. So therefore, it all depends over here. So over here, you write the Rachashon acknowledges that there are those that say it's very bizarre that it's possible. It's a little bit the Eved. Where in the world do you come to say that if you do not write because Shalom on top of the column, it's a little bit the Eved? Yet he says, this is how it is. Next, he writes the letters. Some say, no, it's not Yehuda. Okay? Some say it's at Yoducha. The Yud at Yehuda, ato Yoducha, the Yud of Yoducha, Beroish Adaf. Ach, Kevan, since Yehuda, who Parsha. Ve'im yoducha yeh b'rosh hadaf Yehudu ato leko rak ches oisiyos. If you're going to do that, and you're going, Yehuda starts the beginning of a new parasha, and the word Yehuda, uv Yehuda, there are only 8 letters. The pesucha, and it's a pesucha, lefizel ledas haramam, lo yeh b'shita rak ches oisiyos. It's a parsha psucha, and you're only going to have 8 letters. Shara Yehuda tzach lichta b'reish hashita. You have to write the beginning of the row. Via b'shita zo ches, via b'shita zo ches osios v'eich efshalios kain. And therefore, it's impossible. What are you going to do then? If you go in Yehuda ata, 2 words. Yehuda ata. So how many letters are there in Yehuda and ata? Ata is 3. Yehuda is 5. 8. You're going to have to spend a whole row. A whole row and 8 letters. How are you going to write a whole row with only 8 letters? Giant size letters. Yehuda, a lot of space between the word Yehuda and the word Ata, so that you can now begin the next line with the word Yoducha. It's ridiculous, he says. So
there's
how
so many letters, then it becomes a parsha. Huh?
What? No. This must be Yehuda is a parsha psucha. A parsha psucha must begin on the beginning of the line. So Yehuda must begin the beginning of the line. And then we're going to have 5 letters Yehuda. And then we're going to have a blank space. Then we're going to have the word Atah. And that must conclude the line. So that we now begin the next column. We begin with the word Yoducha. And the Yod of Yoducha will be the top of the next column. But again, requires us to spread out 8 letters with a blank space in between over one line. That's very unseemly. It's not going to look nice to make.
What I'm saying is the space between Yehuda and Ata
cannot be more than 8. No, but it's also that's
but
not no.
So the space is going to be less than the space between the letters of Yehuda.
A parsha. You know how to do that? It was only supposed to be a letter, one letter between 2 words. So that's also not a good idea.
But each letter of the Yehuda is more than one letter. The space.
It still doesn't work out. That's what I'm saying. That's why instead of focusing on the Yud of Yoducha, we don't do this. Instead, we do the Yud of Yehuda, not Yoducha. He's telling you, there's a machlokes. What is the tradition? Is the tradition to make it Yoducha, the top of the column, or is the tradition to make it Yehu, the top of the column? So he said, if you're going to follow the tradition that's Shabbat Yoducha, it's very strange, because then it's going to be a very bizarre last line on the bottom of the column. So therefore, follow the tradition that the proper word at the top of the column will be the word Yehuda. V'eichav shliyos kein. V'gam abal haturim. Rabbeinu Bechaye kosev de Yehud Yehuda. V'atargum v'ahei hu. Okay, fine. Next. Now we go on to the next. V'ahei. So because shemo. What's the Yud Hei? Hu haboim achareim b'shalach. V'ashin hu shemor lucha b'parashas kisisa. V'yesh mishomer shemor v'shamato d're'ei. Okay, so that's way ahead in Parashas Re'ei, into the Torah.
How could that be?
Let's see. It doesn't have to be in order. It doesn't have to be in order according to the tradition. It doesn't have to be in order. Because Shemo, just as a nice way to remember it, it's not exactly in order. Nechanami. V'yesh mishomer shemor v'shamato d're'ei. V'yesh mishomer shoiftim v'shoitrim. So it's not so similar. Okay? There are 3 candidates. Four. The Yesh Mishamer, Shnei Hasi'irim, Parshas, the Acharei Mois. The Iker is the first opinion that says it's Shomar Lecha of Parshas Kisisa. Okay, so how many candidates? 5 candidates? Shomar Lecha, Shomar V'Shamata, Shoiftim v'shoitrim, Shnei Asi'irim, 4 candidates. The Ikki is like the first on the Parashas Kisisa. The Chain Haminag Pinag period. The Nafkamina though. The Nafkamina is, if you do all of them, do all of them. What's so terrible? Do all of them. I don't know what it says.
They do them?
Today. No? Because then what about the Vavei Hamudim?
Yeah, well.
I don't know what they do.
But they do that with Shmor Lecha and Shnei.
They do both?
Both.
They do both. Okay, so maybe you can do Shoiftim also. What about Shoiftim? Is the top of the column?
Well, a lot of times it is, but not because of that, I don't think.
No.
Partially, a lot of times Shoiftim begins on top of the
column. Oh, so they do it. So they work it out like that.
Because, might be a word before it, like before the space. Yeah. In my head, I'm picturing it, and I don't think it's
a parsha psucha. Shoiftim.
The whole column begins with it, but since the beginning of the parsha,
okay.
it's
a dubious love. Ah, but okay, they're a different opinion. V'chein haminug, period. Okay, so therefore we have over here four candidates. What to do? Which it is? V'amem hu matovu the Bilam. Okay, parsha is coming up very soon, 2 weeks. The Yeshayim Motzos Sifosecha Tishma. Where it's parsha is that in? Motzos Tishma is Kashen Adar Tishmukech and Adava. Or parsha? It's Ekev. V'avavu v'ida bach divayelech, and that's it. V'ida bam divayelech. Okay, so this is. You read in the Bible, Ayin Shach, Sifkan Hei, Shogatav Sheish Oidvav, Levad, Voida, Umevir, Raya, Mea Mordechai, Ayin Shom, Kvar Kosav, Anod Behuda, Simon Ayin Zain, Vachain, Anod Deine Kain, whatever it is. Okay. So these are the different letters that start at the top of the column. Page 151. Oishav Dalit. Over Divrei, over Dvar, and regarding the Vavei Hamudim Yeshravim Gedolim Yeshayim Yachronim Shetzaku Kekruchia, they cry like a bird that makes a lot of noise. What's a kruchia? It's a certain type of bird which makes a lot of noise. Alzeh, and they're very, very upset. They're very disturbed. Why Seifim a Makbed on the Vav, the Vavei Hamudim? Because by making the Vavei Hamudim, you destroy, you ruin, you makalkel, you manipulate too much. And the Sefer does not look nice. Again, that was before today's day and age, before the Sefer Torah had been standard. As it could be, he's the one who did this, Rabbi Davidovich. It could be he. I think he's the one who did it. I think he is the one, if I'm not mistaken, that gets credit for standardizing our Sefer Torah exactly the way they're written today, with all of them avavei hamudim. Everything is nicely spaced. Everything. There are no stretched letters. Everything has been worked out in a way which makes the Sefer Torah mechuda. To calculate, it's been a long time. I don't know who he's referring to. If you can do it, good. But don't be mekalkel the Sefer Torah. There is a tradition. There are certain large letters and small letters. You discover the letter is not large. The first base of Bereishis is not large. The Aleph of Ayikra is not small. The Sefer Torah is still kosher. Don't get worked up. Even though halacha l'mosh m'sinai, that's not the way it should be written. Kevin shalom nizkar b'gemara, ach pshita sheyesh l'sakin, you should fix it when Shabbos is over, the hudim mekula shuhu sheyesh ala aleph beis, oisios, on the aleph beis, oisios, rabosos, uziros, large letters, small letters, v'yesham samseish, zebuchol ha-tanach, these letters go throughout the entire Tanakh. I have a sefer, oisios gedolos suketanis, a very good sefer, has a collection of machshava, drush, Rayonos to explain the significance, what the Mepharshim explained, the reason why this letter is large and small. We just do today a handful, a very small handful. How many letters do you say? How we have 17 letters? We only have in our Sefer Torah 17 letters, Mishunas. But the truth is, if you look in the Mepharshim, many times you see in the Balaturim, you see in the Mepharshim on the page, Minchashai, that it says this letter is small or large. And our Sefer Torah, it's not. Why? For whatever reason, we don't follow. I'll give you one example is, Ashreichem Yisrael Michamaycha. On Simchas Torah, Ashreicha Yisrael, the last pasuk of the Shir, before you go to Vayal Moshe, Ashreicha Yisrael Michamaycha, Am Moshe B'Hashem, again Ezrecha. So it's brought down in all of the Swarm of Mesorah, that the Aleph of Ashreicha is supposed to be a large size Aleph. It's a massive Aleph. And in no Sefer Torah that I've ever seen is the Aleph of Ashrecha Yisrael a large Aleph. It's a regular Aleph.
Zos
Habrocha. Right? And the Zos Habrocha, the last pasuk before the very end of Sefer Torah. So why don't we do that? I don't know, we don't. That's like one of many. It's one of many. For whatever reason, we don't write, we only have 17 of these letters. That also explains why the Vav de Gochain, Chazal says Vav de Gochain, famous Vart. Vav de Gochain is the middle of the letters of the Sefer Torah. No, it's not.
No.
It's nowhere near.
It's the middle of
the Ois Yois Mishunois. The Vav, there are 17 Ois Yois Mishunois. And it's, what's the middle then of 17?
Nine.
Number 9. The Vav de Gochain is the ninth of the Ois Yois Mishunois. So that's a very nice interpretation of what it means. Doroish Dorash. That's the middle of the middle of the words. No, it's not. It's far off. But if you study in Tanakh, I think there are 85 times in Tanakh, something like that, 85 times when a word appears twice exactly the same letters. Like Avraham, Avraham. Me'od, me'od. This is Parsha. Me'od, me'od. Eretz Yisrael, Tov Haaretz, me'od, me'od. Dorosh Darash, even though the Nikud is different, but the letters are exactly the same. That happens exactly 85 times in the Torah when you have two words next to each other with exactly the same letters. What's the 44th time? The 44th is the middle of 85, right? 44 is the middle of 85.
No, 43.
So when is the middle time? Dorosh Darash. Dorosh Darash is thus the middle of the oisi, of the words of the Torah, not just the words, it means the words that are repeated next to each other.
I wonder if that includes when you have a few times where there's an esnachta and the next word begins a phrase with the same
word. It includes that. As long as it's exactly the same word. So you have a new interpretation of what it means in the middle of the oisios mishunois, and the middle of the words, it means when the words repeat themselves back to back. That's what it means. Okay, then over here, Avol, B'Torah, Lekha, Rak, Yud, Aleph, Oisya. So over here, he's only 11. Okay, he's writing over here, he writes over here, and over here in the Aruch HaShulchan, that B'Torah, Lekha, Ela, Yud, Aleph, Oisya, Oisya, G'doyla. It's got 11 large ones. What are they? They're in Beis, Debereshis. Gimel, De, V'Hiskalach. V'Hiskalach? V'Hiskalach. Komatz. Dale, De, Chod, B'Shma. Yisrael, B'Shma, Yisrael. Hey, De, Hey, Dil Hashem Tigmilu Zois Vav de Gochain Yod de Vato Yigdan of the sixth parasha Vato Yigdan of Koy Hashem the Shlach Lamid Vayashlichem of Parshas Denitzavim Nun of Noitzer Ches of Parshas Kisisa Nun Peshuta de Es Mishpaton of the Brinsel of Homim in the Brinsel of Han Ayin of Shema Yisrael Reish de Reish of El Acher, don't bow down to another god. Acher, bechisisa, ke nimlu b'mesora gedoyla. Now, what are the ketanos? Now we have 6 ketanos. The ketanos him aleph devayikra b'roish toras kehanim. Hey, the hiborom b'bereishis yud of teshi debehazinu chaf of Liv Kaisa Bechaisa de Liv Kaisa Kuf Katsti Bechayan Name of Schez de Rivka Umem the Al Mokdon Parsha Asaf. So here you have a very great reference. Anyone asks you these questions, you have over here written down very nicely the Aruch HaShulchan and Sim Reshain Gimel Yerdea tells you exactly the 17 letters that we have in our Sefer Torah. I'm sure there's still 11 large and the 6 that are small. The Vav de Gochan is smack in the middle. It's the middle of the Oisiyas of the Torah. Next, Chavav. Now we go to the dots. Also very important to know when you have dots. B'Torah, Yishpot Hashem Beini Uveinich. Okay, well, who said that? Yishpot Hashem Beini Uveinich Yud Shel Uveinich Nakud. Who said that? Sarah said that to Avram. Sarah said that to Avram. So therefore there's a dot. Nakud, the dot of Uveinich, there's a Nakud. Next. The Malachim said, "Vayomer Elov Ayei Soro Yishtecha V'Nokid V'Nokud," and it's Nokud the Aleph, Yud, and the Vav of Elov on those three letters. Sheb Elov. Kolaymar Shal Kol Ois Yesh Nukuda V'Chemashnu Lehenge B'Medesham V'Lo Yoda. Next, V'Lo Yoda B'Shochva Uvikuma. Okay, so it's supposed to be V'Havav Nokud Vav Uvikuma. There's a dot. A dot on top of the vav of uvikuma, on top of the vav of the kuma. Next, vayipol Esav and Yaakov, vayikol al tzavaro, vayishokehu, kuloi nokud.
The whole word
vayishkehu is dotted. Every letter has a dot. Next, Vayelchu echav lirois esoy navihem b'shchem because the S no kud. Asher pokad Moshe the Aaron aharoi no kud. So how many letters is that? Next, now that's supposed to be a total of 10. That's like a little more, it seems, no? Aaron no kud. Aaron no kud. Now he says over here that it's supposed to be 10 words, I guess 10 words. These are 10, not 10 letters, 10 words. Uvimedrish isa mor devav deve aharoin no kud. Oy biderech ruchayko hakeid. Derech, the word, which Aaron is, I don't know, he's referring to. So let's see, maybe he says. Oh, but derech v'chayka hey no kud v'medu shom isa de'aches no kud ayin shom v'nosim ad noifach v'nasim
ad noifach asher ad meipah
v'nasim ad noifach asher reish no kud. I don't know if we do all this. I don't think we do all these dots.
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, all these dots. Isaroin Isaroin Shabakhag. We do this? Shabakhag Shabi Yamdif Harishoin Vav Shabi Isaroin Hasheni Nokud Hanistarois, that we do. Lanu Ulivanenu Adoilam. Shabaad Nokud Adkan Lushan Vachenhu be Ovois Drabenu Nosan Periklame Dalit. Okay, do you know what Ovois Drabenu Nosan is? Article just published. Avos Rabbeinu Nosson made a big splash. Anyone knew what Avos Rabbeinu Nosson is? It's like Pirkei Avos.
Yeah.
It's a takeoff on, fascinating.
Yeah.
It's a takeoff on Pirkei Avos, who's Nosson? Avos Rabbeinu Nosson. Okay, I don't know.
Popular.
It seems like we don't know. I read the only thing I read is very interesting. I read on Shabbos. I stood long on the table. The new book. So I don't even know what it is. My ignorance. What in the world is Avos Rabbeinu like a Medrash? So I finally got a little familiar with it. It's just 22 parakim.
Yeah.
Not like Pirkei Avos, which has only 6 parakim.
Right.
This has 22 parakim. And it's similar but different.
Some similarities, but
there are similarities, difference, and everything. Even the similarities, they're in with different twists, and there's a lot of cross referencing between what it says in Pirkei Avos when it says Avos Rabbeinu Nosson. So here, if you want to know, this is where it comes from. V'chein hu ba'avos Rabbeinu Perek Lamed. I thought there's only 22 parakim. Is this a Perek Lamed Dalet? I don't know what this means.
I thought it was 41.
41 could be made a mistake. Perek Lamed Dalet. Uve Medrash Bamidbar, there's a Masechtas Ketanis. They write in the Hadama that this is just the article. They write in the article Hadama that this is just the beginning. They say we're now going to start putting in all of the Masechtas Ketanis. A lot of Masechtas Ketanis. It's very interesting to see what they put out. Okay, there's a Masechta Kala. You know the Masechta Kala. It's very interesting. Masechta Masechta Seifrim. So it seems like they're now on a crusade article to put out.
Very interesting. I went through it a couple
of
times, and it was
a lot of stuff.
Okay. Very controversial.
Yeah. But it's always quoted. It's quoted. It can say
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But if you read it,
there's
a lot of stuff in there that's very strange. You know.
Okay, so Art School seems like they are on a crusade to put out all this stuff. Let's see. Medrash b'midbar ach the avos derabeinu nasan oimer shanikud hu al lanu ulivanenu vi al ayin shebe ad. Ayin sham v'chein v'chein b'gmar m'sanhedrin v'chein v'b'nusor b'peresh rashi b'chumash ach habalaturim b'kosim b'msech v'seifrim ayin sham u'pashot hu de'ein la'asoyis ha'nekudos kemo yudin elo nekudos v'alma. Now how do you make the yud? You make the yud just stomach a little teeny dot. V'mchisar nekudo mutu likwais boy. If you let's say you're missing, this happens sometimes. I know this happened. I once in the shul had a brand new sefer Torah and the dots were missing. Would you believe it? So the people did not know what to do. They thought the sefer Torah was possible until someone told them it's Beferish and Yerodea, a verse over here, that if the dots are missing, you do not take out another sefer Torah. It's kosher. Of course, you read it after Shabbos, but you do not take out another sefer Torah. Okay, now he quotes over quite a long list of nekudos. I do not know if we do all of them. We definitely do some of them. We're all very familiar with, but there are some over there that seem a little bit more obscure. I never heard of. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Maybe just, I don't know, maybe we have to see what the minig is. Ois chavdal, let's do quick two more. I want to do the Hassan of the Torah. Ois chavdal, chavzayin, isa, b'zal, sefer, the base, the b'reishis, dalet, tagin. We don't do this. You need 4 massive size tagin on the base of b'reishis. upeshutin osios osios shel teva mina os mina upeshutin kolama gedolim osiosav shel teva min kol ha osios, which means of all of the letters at kan l'shaynai. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Uve misayro lo nimu be osios rabosos rak beis. So it seems to be all of the letters. According to this Masora, all of the entire word, Bereshis, the entire word should be giant size. And on top of the base, there should be four tagim. That's not what we do. We only have a big base, and we have no tagim. A regular whatever, whatever you have on a base, you have on a base, you don't have the four tagim. Our Masora lo nimu be osios rabosos rak beis, the Bereshis. Not all four, not all letters. Kimasha kasa misimimis kafei. That's one of the three. That's a shalsheles in Parshas Tzav. Tzarch liyos pashut is supposed to be a regular size. Uve mesora leka. Uve mesora pasha. I mean, pasha means large. Pasha over here in this context means large. That's not what we have. That's not our tradition. Uve mesora leka. Vegam en yedu al eza eza vayishchot kavanosoi. The tlos soyesh a Parshas Tzav. Which one of the three lechori refers to the one that there is a shalsheles? Oyis Hashem the dorosh dorash, okay. In Parsha Shemini, the harishon besoyv shita, the asheni berosh shita. Oh, so he wants to say that one should be at the bottom, the last word of the column, and the next should be on the top of the next column. If you do that, then it's not going to be vavei hamudim, and it's not going to be because shemoy. It's not going to be if you go on the top, then it should be another dalit. V'chei mashma b'misora kitana sh'oimer dorosh mako v'dorosh dorosh mikol v'dorosh mikol v'chei kosaf v'chamin chashai ayin sham v'chei yesh lizor b'zeh. You should do this, he says. He says you should have dorosh mash. You know, that's the most common editorial mistake. When an editor makes a mistake everywhere in a newspaper and you see the word appears twice, happens, how it happens, you see, read a book, you see a book and the word appears twice. How come they didn't do a delete repeated word? You know, in Word, I'll always warn you, delete repeated word. How did the editor not notice that the same word was repeated twice? How could they allow it to go to print a book, go to the newspaper? The answer is that when the editor read it, it wasn't, no, it's reformatted in the book, it's reformatted in the newspaper. When he read his version, where it was formatted, the one word was the last word on the column, and the other word, or the last word on the row, and the repeated word was the first word on the next row, or the next column.
Yeah, it's Masa.
What happened?
Shana Masa, the first time they put out the Hebrew Masa. That whole line
was repeated.
Repeated on the bottom of the line and the next page.
On top, again. So that's very common. It's very, very hard when you're a copy editor to catch when there's a repeated word, and the repeated word is the one word, the first time is the end of the line, and the second time is the beginning, the beginning of the line. How come then when they print it, all of a sudden, it's like when you printed it, you put the two words together. It was reformatted. It was in the middle of the line. But when I edited it, it was the computerized, it was the end. So it's very, very hard. So it's very interesting. It's very dangerous. Dorosh Dorash Moshe, you're putting one at the end and one at the beginning, it's something which is hard to take note. Why would you want to do that? I guess because since Chazal said Dorosh Dorash is the center, is the middle of the words of the Torah, even though we know that it's not the case, the Jewish, it's the case. So I guess to indicate, you put one at the end of one column and one in the beginning of the other column. Okay, let's go further. Shita Shema Yisrael should be the top of the column. It says the shita, the row. I guess the whole Shema should be in large type. We don't do that. The Echot Tzach Shia B'Sefa Shita Ad Kal Hashanim B'Misar Loi Nimnu B'Oisus Rabos Rak Ayin V'Hadalid Aid. Witness, Kamash Kosa Basim Khafei Vizesham Vesh Shita Pshita Sharehi Psucha. This that it's Bereshai, which means that it starts at the beginning of the line, because the Parsha Pesucha. Parsha Psucha he Bereshah Shita Lasa Rambam, Kamash Kosa Basim and Aimeshe, Vizesh Shaachar Besoifa Shita, Any Yodea Ima Savim Sarm Vish Echad. The word Echad is the end of the row, Any Yodea Ima Savim Sarm Bizeh. No one disagrees. Od is Hashem the Yisrael shabesef Torah. Tzach lias pashut, large. Le'enei kol Yisrael. The word Yisrael, the entire should be large Yisrael. We don't do that either. The lamed zakuf, and the lamed should be a different type of lamed, not your standard lamed, but a lamed zakuf. I don't know what that means. That's not our custom. A standing lamed. We don't. There's only that's only in a sitter. But in the Sefer Torah, there's no such thing. In the Sefer Torah, it's always the same. We don't do this. That's not our minhag. In the Kain, the Shari, Dorm, Sham, Kamob, and the Surah, and Sham. Okay, we do what we do. We just follow whatever has been accepted. Okay, we'll stop over here, take a very short break, and then we'll talk about DNA. Kohanim, this week's parasha is the challenge to the Kohanim. Challenge to Aaron HaKohen. So let Aaron prove his yichus through his Y chromosome, the DNA testing.